Shalom to all. We're going to have a quick recap of Parshas Kedoshim. There's many different varied mitzvahs in Kedoshim, so here we go. Everyone shall fear their father and mother, keep Shabbos, don't turn to idols. When you shecht a carbon, it must be done with the proper intentions and eaten within the proper time frame. When you harvest your crop, leave the corner of the field, that's peah, and don't pick up the individual stalks that fell during the harvest, that's leket. Same goes with grapes, it's called parat and oilolos. Don't steal, deny, lie, or swear falsely in Hashem's name. Don't cheat by not paying workers, and don't keep your workers' wages with you overnight. Always judge properly. Don't have mercy on the poor or favor the rich. Don't be a gossip monger. Don't take revenge or bear a grudge. Don't breed a mixture of animals. Don't plant a mixture in a field or vineyard. And don't wear shatness. A man that lives with a maidservant that's already married doesn't get killed, but he has to bring a carbon. Upon entering Eretz Yisrael and you plant a fruit tree, the first 3 years' fruits are orla, usher to eat. The next year's fruits have kedusha and have to be eaten in Yerushalayim. The fifth year's fruits are solely for the owner. Don't involve yourself in sorcery, lucky charms, practices of Iv, or practices of Yudaini. Don't round the corners of your head and beard. Cut yourself in grief over one that died or tattoo yourselves. Don't make your daughter into a zayna. Be kind to Gerim, for you are Gerim in the land of Mitzrayim. Make sure to have proper weights and measurements. Now, in Parshas Achrimais, we learn that one may not give their child to the Avodah Zarah named Melech. Here, the Pasuk says, the one who does so is going to receive kares, as will one who's involved with Iv and Yudaini practices. One who curses their father and mother shall be put to death. The Parsha then reviews all the riots from Parshas Achrimais and teaches the punishment for each one. For some, it's death, others, it's kares. The Parsha then concludes with instruction to keep all the mitzvahs and chukim and not to follow in the ways of the nations. Remember that you should be holy, for Hashem is holy, and He separated us from the nations for Him. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.